obviously are trying to do a lot of guys in quarterbacks. What are your thoughts if they were to take the UCC?
I mean, that'd be a chance to play football. I'd love that. But first things first, they'd get a winner. I think if anybody's going to turn that franchise around, it'd be me and be able to put it in the right direction. They're close. They're very close. They're the right pieces. I think they just need one guy, a quarterback, to make that difference. What makes me the best option? I think it's a few things. I think accuracy. I can make any throw. Winning is the most important, but the way I've been able to get my guys around me to play, not just the offensive players around me, the other 10 guys, but the defensive guys, the special teams, the energy I bring, the passion I bring, it's infectious. And so you can ask anybody on that Oklahoma staff, that's what I bring to the table, and it helps us out.
Can you talk about your relationship with Dimitri Flowers and what kind of a throw is he going to
make? Dimitri's a smart football player. We were able to utilize him because of his ability, first things first, but he's a smart guy. He's very talented. So whoever takes him, they might think they're going to only get a special teams guy, but if you put him on the field on offense, he's going to make a difference. You got to key into him because he can block and he can catch and make plays. Get into the spotlight. I think it'd be just fine. I think under pressure is something I thrive on, but I don't think I'd treat it any differently. First things first, you got to win. Doesn't matter where you are. The most important thing's winning. Absolutely. And if you don't have that mindset, then something's wrong. Everybody else is probably thinking the same thing. Height doesn't matter. You see guys like Tyrod Taylor, Breeze, Russell Wilson. They've proven that it doesn't matter. If you want to say anything else, I got 3 years of tape you can watch. Got that. The height doesn't matter at that point. I think I have less batted balls at the line of scrimmage than all the other guys here, and I'm pretty sure I'm shorter than them too, so it doesn't matter.
Considering the work that you played in the consulting kind of comparisons to Johnny Manziel.
I mean, people forget that he was a talented football player, first things first, before he got caught up in, whatever it was, talented football player. So I think when it comes to that comparison, no, it's not my favorite at all, because I think we're two completely different people. He said it, I've said it, but when it comes down to it, I'd do anything to play this game, and I'm going to do everything, to keep playing it. Teams ask about my character. Until you sit down and talk to me directly, you might have an image that is, portrayed within stories or headlines, but I love the game. I'm upfront and honest. I let them know exactly what I'm about, and I think that's the most important thing. What you see is what you get. I've always been brutally honest, and some people don't like that because it's rare nowadays, but that's, I go into these meetings and I'm just myself, and so I want to get drafted and, to a team that knows exactly what they're getting. Oh, absolutely. They're investing a lot of money into these guys they're drafting, so that they can ask any question. This whole process is about finding out what's wrong with you. It's pointing out flaws, things that they see if they can look past them, see if they can work with it. So any question they ask is fair game.